Hey there, Igor Litsky, Unilight V Project. Today I want to speak a bit on the topic of feeling fear. So this emotion can stop us often from doing things that we would really like to do. There are a selected number of things that we as truly want to pursue, but when we try to do that, we might get this strange feeling that is blocking us. So fear can manifest in many ways. For example, it can be a thought, an image in your mind that shows you basically an image of you not being able to perform what you want to do. On the other hand, it might be a feeling. So you may be not even having some mental images or voices about that in your head. You just simply have this feeling, crippling feeling of not being capable of doing something. Big thing to combat fear is actually logic and willpower. These two tools, in my opinion, long term, are one of the best to actually overcome it. So first of all, using willpower is key. But aligning logic with actually releasing fear is making and allowing your willpower to be able to work within yourself. Willpower is nothing else than using your choice with a very strong intent and decision to go with the intent and push through whatever you are facing. And this is why finding your logic that will allow you to overcome fear. But sometimes you cannot find the logic and you just need to use the willpower. That's why the willpower in the end and overcoming the fear is what will make you stronger. Several days ago, I found myself in this beautiful place. And I remember that the first time I watched the mountains, I was a bit, hey, this is not easy for me, especially that I want to ride the slope. So finding my own logic and the realistic willpower was necessary, but so much satisfying. And in the end, so much gratification came over me because of that. I highly encourage you to find things that the fear is limiting in your life, and see how you can overcome them in the end and work to finding your logic and finding your willpower to go and fight them. There are different layers to that also about strengthening your willpower. I've been learning snowboarding for some time now. It's not necessarily coming me the easiest. Some people I know can learn in a few hours. I don't know which attempt, probably fourth or fifth year. It's not that I'm not progressing, I am each year, and I can do this S turns with changes on semi blue turns. But when you go to the new resort, you see that there is new challenges basically because it's built differently. It's steeper in many different parts. Maybe the snow, like today, it's not necessarily the best snow, it's a bit icy. It's easy to give up. I mean, I was very close to do that because I wasn't progressing, but at the same time, I thought to myself, okay, I need to catch my fear and I need to grip it, push through it, and do my best to proceed, even though I still felt what I felt. I knew that I need to catch some speed first before I can actually make good turns. And that was a game changer. Once I allowed myself to get this momentum going, this is when I started to actually do much better. Obviously not perfect, but it's better. I managed to control my turns so much better. I think it's a good metaphor for many things we do in life. If we do not push through the fear and catch the momentum that's behind it, then we might not get the benefits of the ride. Because if you ride too slowly, it actually might be not enough momentum to push through the corners. But if you do that and you push through the coil, then suddenly you start to ride the wave, or start to ride the slope of life. I hope you like the metaphor.